الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
In this episode, we invite you to listen to the part of the speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution in a meeting with the Supreme Assembly of Commanders and Officials of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, on August 17, 2023, in the Imam Khomeini Husseiniya. Today, we have reached a point where young people are moving and attacking in the occupied territories of Palestine and in the area west of the Jordan River in such a way that they are crippling the Zionist regime. This is how the revolution is. In this manner, the formation of the enmities is inevitable. Very well, I would like to mention one last thing. We have advanced in many years. A lot of good work has been done. Our capabilities are increasing every day. As the Honorable Commander of the IRGC mentioned some good things about our capabilities. We have all of these things, and there may be many other things that naturally have not been included in the reports. But I would like to advise you to refrain from feeling too proud of your capabilities and accomplishments. Be careful you don't become arrogant because of these things we have. We should appreciate them and understand their importance, but we should also note that the enemy's strategic policy of creating successive crises, which was approved by the Gottlob Conference, is still ongoing.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
They have not abandoned this policy. They keep creating crises outside the system of the Islamic Republic, inside of their country. One day, they do this under the pretext of elections, another day under the pretext of gas prices, another day under the pretext of women's issues, and so on. They create crises under various pretexts. Obviously, the tools they use to create crises are more advanced today. The enemy's primary goal for creating these crises is to destroy the country's security. If there is no security, there will be no economy either. If there is no security, there will be no science, universities, or research centers. If there is no security, there will be no employment or work to build the infrastructure either. If there is no security, there will be no reopening of closed factories. Security is the main thing. The goal of these crises is to disrupt the country's security. We need to know this as a fact and to identify our duty with respect to this.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done. Guiding me from all the ways that were wrong.